The next patient is Mr. Luis Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. First name is Luis, L-U-I-S. This is a clinical case of an 83-year-old Hispanic male that is referred by Ms. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z like in Zulu, A, L like in Lima, E, S like in Sierra, ARMP for microalbuminuria. Period. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is about 5 years old. And the diabetes mellitus has been controlled. The patient is taking metformin, 500 milligrams pill, BID. He has a serum creatinine that was reported one milligram per cent on the 18th of January of 2022. The estimated GFR is 68 mLs per minute. But the patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is above 200, exactly 216. The patient is referred for further management. I have to point out that the hemoglobin A1C during this determination was 6.8. Period. The most likely situation is that the patient has diabetic nephropathy and nephrosclerosis associated to the diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia that he has suffered for a long time. The blood pressure is playing a role in the presence of a macroalbuminuria, and for that reason, and after checking the blood pressure that has been 159/89, which is a type 2 hypertension, we think that the patient will benefit from the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor. Jardiance, 10 milligrams PO was prescribed. Instructions were given to the patient and the son. And we initially recommend one tablet every other day. Check the blood pressure, check the body weight, check the blood sugar, and increase if there are not significant amount of side effects or any at all. Period. The patient was given the phone number in order to call us with any questions. The prescription has been called into the pharmacy. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient is on diltiazem 180 milligrams once a day. Number three, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass. It's followed by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, and has been with an ejection fraction of 55% and presence of a slight LVH, period. Following number, the patient has a history of what seems to be a hemorrhagic stroke in the past because there was evidence of craniotomy that the patient had a left-sided weakness. He continues to be anticoagulated because he has atrial fibrillation. Following number, the patient has peripheral neuropathy that is associated to the diabetes. Period. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 20 minutes in the interpretation and of the lab and reading of the referral note. In the face-to-face, we spend 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.